Welcome to Workshop Wednesdays with Tony Gambone, where you will learn how to build your business and take it to the next level. Brought to you by the Tough Talk Radio Network. Now here's your host, Tony Gambone.
All right. Welcome to the show. Hey, we're rounding the end of February. That's right. There's only three or four more days left, and this month is over. And then, we're going to be into March. And, once March hits, we're planning summer vacations. We're then, next thing you know, buying clothes for kids to go back to school. So my point is, things go really fast. What is it that you're doing in your little world to stay up with it? Are you staying up with it? Are you overwhelmed? Are you making the right choices as you go through your plan from December 2014? Okay, so I want to just talk about something here when we talk about making choices. Last night, I had the privilege to attend an organization called Tools for Life, and it's tools, the number four, life.com. I was invited there to go to a juvenile detention center. And there was, this is a place that houses about 90 boys from the age of 14 to 17. And, they all wear the same little sweatsuits, just the gray regular gym suit. And they all kind of look the same as well as far as the way they're dressed, and their hair is all shaved down. And, it's the whole process, right? So I sat there, and I was getting ready to meet the boys there and listen to a speaker. And, I went there because I was asked to go there to think about maybe mentoring or doing the leadership trainings there. And one of the things that I want to make a point of, I have my youngest is now going to be 20. But we've all raised teenagers. And they're probably the smartest people you've ever met in your life, as far as they know. The thing of it is that the difference between these boys and mine, or yours, were they made some bad choices. And in the choices that they made, the results of that have yet to be seen, good, bad, or otherwise. But right now, if they were to look in the mirror at the choices they made, I'm sure they would say they weren't the best. But my question is, will they make the same choice once they get back into the environment they were in when they made those choices? Hard question. And we can point the finger at the government for the facilities, the way they are, the choices made, who helps who in school, what's available. I mean, the list goes on, right? So let me get to the point of this conversation. When we are business owners, parents, community volunteers, employees, corporate executives, some of the things that take place in our lives come from some of the bad choices we've made. Now, that doesn't mean that you make a bad choice today and tomorrow you're going to recognize it. No. That means in 6 months, a year, I mean, if you could have it happen tomorrow, it'd be great, but you'd probably be in some serious, serious trouble. But the choices that we make along the way, when we plan out our business model, when we plan out our day, when we plan on how we're going to raise our children, when we plan on how we're going to treat our spouses, plan on how we're going to treat ourselves, sometimes, and I'm going to go on a limb here, use myself as an example, most of the time we don't make the right choice. Because what is it that they say when you start a business or you start to grow older? The mistakes you make along the way are what makes you wise, how you gain your wisdom. So it's obvious that we're going to make bad choices because they turn into be learning lessons. But much like these young men last night that I was around, they're in a situation that could determine the way the rest of their life goes. And it might have already been decided before this opportunity that they've had to go through this program. So my question to you as a business owner, as a parent, as a spouse, as a human being, what are the choices that you're making? What are you doing in your day to make sure to make the right choice? Is that even possible? Well, for me, I try to follow my Bible. That's the word I follow, and I try to live by it. And let me tell you, every day I make mistakes on that one. Okay? I know that I'll never be perfect or even close to it. But I know if I lean into the right direction, I can get on the right path and receive some of the benefits from that. Just like in your daily day, you know, are you making the choice to use your phone while you're driving? Are you making the choice to just have no time for your children? Are you making the choice to take it out on your spouse when you get home from a busy day? Are you that guy that has road rage? Are you that lady that just can't stop gossiping about what's going on in the grocery store line? Who knows? One thing I do know for sure is you have the ability to make the shift. Now, you know, I talk about the word gamble all the time because that's my background, 20 years in the gaming industry. I speak on that topic. I use it as an acronym for growth and accountability, marketing and belief and leverage and enjoyment. And I can go in and in and in and deeper and deeper and deeper. And we can do a 6-week show on it. But the truth of the matter is, today I want to focus on the one word that we've been focusing on all month here on Workshop Wednesdays, is the word accountability. That's the word of the month. And my question to you are, how are you holding yourself accountable to making better choices after you've recognized the choices that you've made weren't exactly the way you figured it would work out? Are you looking in the mirror and being accountable for you making the wrong choice and you improving your process? Only you can make that happen. Are you trying to keep up with the Joneses? Are you trying to read books that are really great self-help books? And are you trying to be them, or are you trying to be a better you? Because there's a breakdown there. You can never be them. You can only be a better you. I read the Bible every morning, and I can never be Christ, but I can be more Christ-like. I can be a better me. What are you doing to do that for you? How are you making that shift in your life? To say, hey, I recognize I haven't been doing this right. Hey, I need to get a little help here. Maybe I need to talk to someone. Maybe I need to hire a coach. Maybe I need a mentor. Maybe I need an accountability partner. Maybe, maybe, maybe. You can go maybe for the rest of your life. But at the end of your life, what are they going to say about you? Were you able to recognize what you were doing wrong? Were you willing to make a try at changing? Just because we try doesn't mean it works, but the matter of fact is, if you try, you're getting better, and you teach your downline, your children, your employees, your family members, how much better it is in their lives if they make better choices and keep trying to improve their selves, their process, so that they can gain access to breaking the chain of mistakes made in families from decades ago, generations ago, from minutes ago. Look, we can look back and blame our family if we want for all the things that go wrong in our lives. We can blame former employees. We could blame former employers. We could blame our living environment. We could blame and blame and blame and blame. But who cares? No one really cares. No one cares about you until you start making a difference in your life. That's when you're recognized. So are you willing to hold yourself accountable today to making a difference in your life, to improving the environment that you live in? And look, it starts with you, right? I mean, if you don't improve you, then all you are is a mouthpiece that's talking and no one's listening. So make the choice. Be more accountable, not just in the month of February, because we've been doing this all month and we only have 3 or 4 more days left. How about for the year 2015? Let's just not jump out there and overwhelm yourself with big numbers or when you're going to conquer the world. How about trying a little bit every day? And at the end of 30 days, write it down what happened. And if you really write a sentence or two every day on how it went, what you recognized. And I guarantee you in 6 months' time, if you do that, you'll have a book that you can put out to teach others. You'll have a program created to keep yourself in line. Because, you know, when you teach others, it improves yourself. So I just want to make sure that you don't forget about the month of February being the month of accountability here at the Tough Talk Network. We hope that you will participate. You can call into the show 347-989-1363. Press 1 if you have a question, or just dial in and listen. You can do it by phone. You don't have to be on your computer to hear this. You can find us on iTunes. You can find us on SoundCloud. You can find us anywhere you got a space and type in Tough Talk Radio Network. Tony Gambone will Workshop Wednesdays. Just type it into that Google space bar up there. Google will find us. If you're looking to find out more about the shows on the network, go to toughtalkradionetwork.com and check it out. Give us some feedback. We like good and bad because we can't get better unless we hear the truth. Hold us accountable to performing a better duty for you every week here on the network. Great show lined up today. And I mean to tell you, I've been waiting to interview this one lady. It's a little over a year now, I believe. She's from my home area. I met her in Dallas. That's how that works, right? She is my first guest. She's a certified performance coach and a certified relationship coach. And, you know, she's an international best-selling author. I can go on and on about Shannon. But one of the things I like about her is she's a relationship person. Because in our life, if relationship doesn't lead what we do, then we're not really heading in the right path, as far as I know. My second guest is a gentleman by the name of Ken Weber, who's written a book, Dear Investor, What the Hell Are You Doing? I got this book in the mail the other day, and I haven't had a chance to get too far into it, but I can tell you one thing, love the title. We're going to take a commercial break. When we come back, we're going to bring up Shannon Roback, Senerfelder. It's a long name to try to get right, but we're going to practice it a few times, have her tell us the right way to say it. In the meantime, stay tuned, fill up that cup of coffee. We'll be right back.
Are you looking to simplify your life and automate your business, but don't want to mess with learning multiple systems to do so? Good. You don't have to. Infusionsoft combines everything your business needs. Let the team at Growth Coaching Systems set up your email, CRM, and e-commerce into a single online system today. It's the easiest way to grow sales and save time. One monthly payment, one software to learn, and have it all on one dashboard. Infusionsoft. Get it now and market and sell like the pros. For more information or to sign up for Infusionsoft, go to toughtalkradionetwork.com/Infusionsoft.
Did you know that an estimated 52 million Americans listened to internet radio in the last month, or that weekly internet radio audience has increased 60% over the last year, and that more than 8 in 10 people are online from any location? Tough Talk Radio Network is a company dedicated to providing a platform that allows opportunities for guests, hosts, and sponsors to market themselves through the internet radio medium, where they can be heard by millions. To find out how Tough Talk Radio Network can help you, go to toughtalkradionetwork.com.
Join Dr. Alan Simberg and his guests every Tuesday from 3 to 4 p.m. Central Standard Time on Life-Changing Insights. Life-Changing Insights is a show dedicated to providing its listeners with self-improvement information that has a positive effect on an individual's mental, physical, and spiritual being, as well as unresolved relationship issues. For more information or to be a guest on Life-Changing Insights, go to Life-Changing Insights with DrAlanSimberg.com. Life-Changing Insights, every Tuesday from 3 to 4 p.m. Central Standard Time, right here on the Tough Talk Radio Network.
Okay, well, welcome back to Workshop Wednesdays. My name is Tony Gambone. I'm the host of the show every Wednesday from 10:30 to 11:30 Central Standard Time. And I just want to reach out there and just make sure to let everyone know, if they're just tuning in now, 347-989-1363 is the call-in number. And the word of the month is accountability. And the action of the day is to hold yourself more accountable for the choices that you're making. Okay, take a look deeper at it. And just, you know, it's not a grade, okay? It's just a reality. Look at what you've done. Look at what you're trying to do and make the adjustment. Maybe you need a coach. Maybe you need a mentor. Maybe you need an accountability partner. Only you know for sure. Love to hear from you. info@toughtalkradionetwork.com. I answer all of my emails personally. So looking forward to that. Okay, so my first guest, as I mentioned, Shannon Roback Senerfelder. I think I might have got it right. She's a certified performance coach and a certified relationships coach. She's an international best-selling author. president and founder of White Swans Consulting, LLC, and a facilitator of Love Your Outstanding Life. Okay, I can go on forever here, but we're going to bring Shannon up so we don't run out of time on the show. Shannon, welcome to the show.
Tony, thank you, and high five to you for getting my name close to right. Good job.
Yeah, close to right is the best I can do at this time and point, so I'm excited. Anyway, I know that you're... I know you. I've had the pleasure of spending some time with you in Dallas when the Pure Wealth book came out with the compiler of Judy Hoberman, who is one of the radio show hosts here at the network. And since then, I've been following you, and you are just blowing it up. But I know that you're from Pennsylvania. But tell people where you're calling in from, where you're from. Tell us a little bit about Shannon.
Absolutely. So I am from northeastern PA. I live in the beautiful Poconos of Pennsylvania, where we are getting hammered with snow the last several weeks. And it is a beautiful, blissful day. And that's really the outlook I have on life. We get to decide, just like you're talking about accountability. My business partner and I check in every morning to connect with energy and momentum and accountability. That's really what I'm about. And relationships. I'm so grateful that you said that. I love, love, love connecting with people. And I'm fascinated by people standing in line. I was just at the Dunkin' Donut grabbing a coffee and watching people be so self-involved that they're just missing beautiful moments. I love it. I love people. I love working with women. And I'm inspired to help other women especially get out of that suckedness we talk about, laugh about it, and take on their lives in the way that they really, truly want to. They're just afraid to take that first step.
Mm. So, Shannon, I know the Poconos. I know that side of the country is getting really bogged down with snow. But tell me a little bit more about Shannon. So to get to where you are today, to be the... you know, performance coaches, relationships coach, I mean, international best-selling author. There's a lot of titles there, okay? And I know that you really do walk the walk. I know that personally. But tell people how you got to that. Like, what made you decide one day to become a performance coach or a relationships coach?
Well, you know, Tony, to fast-track it, you know, to hit the rewind button back to a very significant moment in my life when I didn't even want to live or breathe another moment. I was in an abusive relationship, and I got to be one of those women who didn't have a voice. And I believe by the grace of God and everything that was working in my favor in that moment, what could have been the end of my life ended up to be the new beginning. I had a gun held to my head, and for whatever reason, when the trigger was pulled, it was the gun jammed. So for me, it wasn't, you know, terribly long ago, but it seems as if it's 100 years ago. And moments like that in our life really do shift the direction we're taking. And for me, it was significant enough that I was able to realize life's worth living. Over several years after that, it was a lot of hard work. I have two beautiful twin girls that are now 22 and a son who's 14. And life is messy, Tony, and you know as well as I do, we talk about accountability and choices and blame and being a victim, that every single moment we get to decide whether we want to work towards our future or against it. And for me, it was moments like that in my life that significantly shifted my direction and my focus that drive me to want to help others to do that same thing.
So I find that life-threatening situations allow us to recognize what the wealth that we have just within us. And a lot of times, and I think most of the times, it makes us want to have that voice be heard. It wants us to do things that are going to show other people how that value is inside of them as well. So would it be fair to say that when we talk about the books that you're in, and we'll get to that in a second, that was a way of getting your message out there?
Absolutely. I have struggled with the I'm not good enough, I'm not smart enough belief for a really long time. And through my own research, recognized that being able to become an author is a big deal. It's a big deal out in the business world, but it's a big deal to be able to put my stake in the ground and say, what I have to say really does matter, and I want to let other people know that there are opportunities out there. You know, Pure Wealth was amazing, a book process and project to get involved in, and The Missing Piece, the second one. Amazing, amazing projects, because they're mostly female authors, and they're women who get the significant impact of speaking up and getting that skin in the game and making a difference.
So I mentioned in the beginning of my show that I spent some time, 2-3 hours last night, at a juvenile detention center. And so one of the things that I recognize, and, you know, we always hear men have too much pride, women don't think they're valuable enough. But I look back at these young men at the age of 15, and they're intimidated. They don't feel as though they're smart enough or sharp enough or good-looking enough. So I don't know that it's necessarily men or women or just women or just children, but I think that at some point of our lives, it starts, and it just kind of digs in a little bit. And as we grow into more experiences in life, you know, we tend to get, well, I like to say we like to put the manhole cover on it so that we don't let the information out so no one will know the real truth about us. But in your process of putting your words into chapters of compilation books, getting that message out there, did you find that it empowered others, but most important, it empowered you?
Absolutely, Tony, and I love that. It's that broad stroke. This isn't just about me. It's about those people that I do get to inspire and energize to, you know, to take on their own book projects and to get involved in learning and in lifelong education. But I most importantly recognized my own value and my own worth in the world. I matter. I'm willing to be the one out there, you know, putting myself out on the line and getting ridiculed for. You know, some of the stuff I say or how intense and passionate I am. And I'm good with that because I'm willing to put myself out there in order to inspire others to do the same. You know, I'm compelled to tell you something that I just learned last night. I'm a lifelong student of education, and I'm taking now a class about counseling boys and men. And in this class, Tony, they were talking about how teenage boys at this time, especially when they're struggling with identifying their own value and worth and claiming their manhood, they tend to then emulate the alpha male, the strongest one in the pack, that one who represents what they want to be like. Yet, ironically, deep down inside, they're desperately afraid, and they're desperately struggling to find their own value in a world where boys aren't supposed to cry, boys aren't supposed to be afraid. And so in this story that I was involved in, you know, watched a video last night and then read up on a book about counseling for boys, there's a psychology professor, I wish I knew his name, he introduced drumming as a way to reach these boys in these detention centers because it connects to them in their kinesthetic. They get to feel the skin on the drum. They get to feel the vibration. They get to have an auditory response and hearing the rapid fire of the drum as the beats increase. But the side effect, the really cool Jedi mind trick side effect, is that inevitably somebody starts talking about their feelings. And why did you hit that drum so quickly? Well, I think about the time when I was really afraid. Well, what were you afraid about? And it opens up the dialogue in a way that can work for these boys. And so I'm sharing this with you, A, because I'm compelled to, but B, I hope that maybe there's a way you can go back to that detention center and share that with them and walk in with a drum and, hey, see what happens.
That's funny you say that. It's funny you say that because the organization I'm with, they bring in, they make the boys do scrapbooks. So, you know, a lot of these boys never even had their picture taken. No one even cared enough to take their picture unless they were in a lockup. So it does exactly what you said. It opens up conversations and all that. And so what I want to do is I want to compare that to something. I want to compare that to the way it is when we start educating ourselves as adults and we read about the masters of this and the ones that are leading the pack and this, and we try to be them, but we're very uncomfortable because that's not who we are. And I think this is where you might help people in this performance coach area and relationship area as well, is that you help people find their selves and then apply the tools that are out there to become more like-minded in that business world or in that health arena or in that life situation. So how did you, if I'm correct in this, how did you come across that?
For me, it's a very, very specific, hyper-focused view of self, in that we do exploration exercises of who you are, where you came from, what significant life events have affected you either positively or negatively, and then help to almost mold and shape who you are as a person, uniquely you and your value in this world. Because I got to tell you, one of the things that is the mousetrap to being introduced to the self-help world is comparing ourselves to the next Brené Brown or the next Tony Robbins or somebody who's out there who's just really, really impacting so many lives. We're not them. We never will be them. But we can magnify and flex the muscles and the strength that each of us have within us. And most importantly, and I say this to every single person I work with, is you've got to take great care of yourself, not just the getting enough sleep, drinking enough water, but take great care of your mind and most importantly of your emotions. And when you're feeling those feelings of not good enough, not smart enough, really do use tools like you're talking about, which is accountability. Reach out to somebody. You know, before I got on our call today, I called my business partner and I checked in with him and let him know, hey, guess what? I can't find my notes on this call. I'm not prepared. I'm a little freaked out. You know what he said to me? Yeah, but you know what? You're the best person I know who can just wing it and go with the flow. I said, you know what? You're right. Thank you. And knowing enough to know that I was afraid and worried and a little nervous to get on the air and all that good stuff, and then I know enough to reach out to somebody whom I can trust to be honest with me and help me take great care of myself in that moment. I have bad days. You know what? I know that I can make a difference, and I've got to take great care of myself and be accountable for my value so that I could help other people feel that same way. You know, that's what you say. I walk the walk. Absolutely, I walk the walk. I'd be hypocritical.
Shannon, we run into the clock here on the show always, because it just seems to go so quickly. And I know we're going to have you back on because there's so much that we just touched the surface of. Pure Wealth and the other book that you've written, The Missing Piece.
The Missing Piece, yeah.
Yeah, so Kate Gardner and Judy Hoberman are the compilers of these books, and you couldn't find two people any more connected with helping others than these two ladies. And I know that Kate is in the UK and Judy's here in the Dallas area. When you and I met, there was a third lady that we both know very well. Her name is Marilyn Harris. And you've done a lot of things for the military veterans. I want to touch on that real quickly because that's when I hear your name, that's what pops out first to me, because, well, that's where when I met you, that's where you were so focused on helping our military veterans it's unsaid how much help they don't get. So tell me a little bit about that.
Well, in 2013, Marilyn and I met actually through a different mutual acquaintance, and she and I, of course, connected right away. We got into the involved relationship of, you know, where are you from, who do you know, what are you about kind of thing. And she found out what it is I do and what I'm about. And when I said, you know, I'm passionate about resiliency for women, she grabbed my hands. We were actually sitting in her hotel room late one night. She grabbed my hands and she said, "Shannon, oh, we need you in the military. We need you working with female veterans." I actually sat back and I was like, "What are you talking about?" When she told me what was going on with women in the military and the trauma and violence that so many females experience, I couldn't believe it because, A, it's never really talked about until, you know, not that long ago a film came out, and now it's starting to get some national attention. But it's an uphill climb, Tony, because you know what? So many women who've experienced trauma and crisis don't trust their people, and so it takes time, and it takes tender care and willingness to be patient and build some connections with these women because they matter. And they have suffered greatly and sacrificed greatly for us, and they deserve to be honored. And so I'm passionate about our Marilyn Harris Scholarship for Women in the Military, and we always invite a female in the military to our trainings, you know, via a scholarship process. We take care of all of her travel and her hotel accommodations and honor her in the way that she deserves to be honored.
Yeah. You guys are rock stars in my world. I just can't explain it any differently than that. I hope people, tell them how they can connect with you, buy the books, take advantage of your services, learn more about you, all that stuff. How can they do that?
Super easy. It's whiteswanconsulting.com or loveyouroutstandinglife.com. They can catch me on Facebook and on Twitter. Either of those names will connect with us. And it's so easy. Shannon@whiteswanconsulting.com. If somebody wants to shoot me an email and connect, I love connecting with new people and getting them excited about taking steps in their lives. And if someone needs resources for women and or women in the military, please reach out to me. If I don't have the answer, I know people who do. I'd be happy to make the connections.
And I just, you know, in the book, Pure Wealth, okay, I mean, I have my personal signed copy from you as well, but here's what's ironic. The chapter, The Power of Your Inner Circle, the title is the title of your chapter, but the number of your chapter is 20, which is two X's. So I just think that's very cool. If I had to pick what chapter I would want, I would want those two X's because it expresses your powerful personality. So I'm honored to have you on the show. And I want to say thank you very much from the bottom of my heart for being on the show, taking time out for us today. I can't wait to have you back on our shows to talk more about it. And I want to say one more thank you to your team who has been promoting the show continuously throughout the show and before the show. So thank you very much for your time today.
Thank you, my friend. And that is Amber, who is a rock star ninja at all of our social media. So that's a shout out to Amber.
So, Shannon, one thing.
Yes.
One thing that you can leave my listeners with today, the one thing that you want to make sure that they take and think about, what would that be?
Is to take that moment to take great care of yourself, even if it's 30 extra seconds stretching or deep breathing, or find somebody and give them a hug. Do something that is going to help each person that you know that is involved in your life, or especially you. Take great care of yourself. If you're not whole and healthy, you can't help other people. Take great care and be well.
Awesome. Awesome.
Thank
awesome.
You, my
Thank
friend.
You so much for your time today. We really appreciate you. Can't wait to have you back on, and we'll be talking soon.
All right, buddy. Take care. Have a wonderful day. Bye-bye.
You too. Okay, folks, we're going to take a commercial break. We're going to come back with my second guest, a gentleman by the name of Ken Weber, also an author, wrote the book Dear Investor, What the Hell Are You Doing? Smart and Easy Ways to Fix the Mistakes You Make with Your Money. And we talked about some choices that we make that affect our lifestyles. This is another one of those choices that you need to learn more about. So stay tuned. We'll be right back after this here short break.
So you think you're tough enough for a tough talk with Tony Gambone? Tony knows how to dish it out. Can you take it? Tony Gambone is a communicator, mentor, and entrepreneur whose tough style and generous spirit quickly garnered recognition in many a competitive arena. Now he's bringing his intelligence and knowledge to you as a hard-hitting radio talk show host and thought leader. Tune in and see for yourself. Tough Talk with Tony Gambone. It's a sure thing. To find out more, go to toughtalkwithtonygambone.com.
Do you want to know the secret to building a successful business quickly? It's all about taking action, but not just any action. It takes inspired and consistent action to get profits. Join Michelle Sism, the six-figure results lady, as she asks successful entrepreneurs their profitable secrets every Monday at 2 p.m. Central Time on Take Action, Get Profits with Michelle Sism on the Tough Talk Radio Network. If you're ready to take action and get profits, you can find out more about the show at TakeActionGetProfitsRadio.com.
Okay, welcome back to Workshop Wednesdays. My name is Tony Gambone, host of the show every Wednesday from 10:30 to 11:30 Central Standard Time. Now, make sure to connect with us on Facebook. You can find me under Tony Gambone. You can find the show under Tough Talk Radio. And, you know, we're on Twitter, LinkedIn, anything that's out there we're connected to. We'd love to hear from you. Follow us. Go to our website, toughtalkradionetwork.com, and learn more about the different shows that we host every week here on the Tough Talk Radio Network. Also, I'd like to invite you to join us every day of the week with a different show that broadcasts here on the network. So if you have any questions, give us a call, 347-989-1363. As I mentioned, my second guest today is a gentleman by the name of Ken Weber, and he's become one of the premier mutual fund experts in the United States. For 10 years, he's published a financial newsletter, the Weber's Fund Advisor. So we talked about in the beginning of the show choices. Choices we make in our daily day in our life to make a difference in our life. Okay, and of course, we don't get to make good choices right off the get-go because we have to make mistakes before we understand what a good choice or better choice is. And I think when it comes to our finances, we fall under the same cloud of trouble. So what I'd like to do is bring Ken up to the show and find out how he can help us see a little bit differently in the storm that we ride in the financial world. So, Ken, welcome to the show.
Hey, Tony. Good to be with you. Thank you.
So, Ken, what I like to do in the beginning of each interview is find out where you're calling in from, where you're from originally.
I'm calling in from Long Island, New York, and I'm currently in Nassau County, Great Neck, New York, and I'm from just across the border in Queens. So I'm a New York boy.
Okay, very good. So I know for a fact that you know the value of good-tasting food. So
yes, I do.
That's how I clarified the Northeast from the West and the South. So,
right.
And I'm a food lover, so, and I love everybody's food, but I know back home is where certain food I can't get anywhere else. So anyway,
right.
Ken, you wrote this book. I got to tell you, so I come in my office the other day, and there's books on my desk. Dear Investor, what the hell are you doing with, what are you doing? And smart and easy ways to fix the mistakes you make with your money. First thing I did was I chuckled. I liked the title because it got my attention.
Exactly,
and it also has
right.
a $100 bill with someone trying to use a lighter to burn the money.
Yeah.
I talked about in the beginning of my show choices that people make in their lives that create problems that could be lifelong. And the same thing happens with our money. A lot of times we do things, you know, when we're younger. Most of us don't know the value of a dollar. And as we get older, most of us are in a habit of not recognizing the value of a dollar. And then comes that day where you go, hey, you know, in 4 years, I'll be of retirement age. What am I going to do?
Yeah.
So being in your world.
It sneaks up faster than people realize. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, okay. So it says for 10 years you've been publishing a newsletter.
Well, actually,
like it started yesterday.
That's, let me just stop you there. I did publish a newsletter for 10 years. It actually stopped about 20 years ago. But that's just part of the bio, and I guess somewhere along the line that was misinformation. I'm president of Weber Asset Management. I wrote the newsletter, and then I started money management, and I have a business partner, Jack Bowers, who writes Fidelity Monitor newsletter, and so that's sort of the newsletter. Just want to clarify, I don't write that newsletter anymore. I just run my money management business, and I wrote the book, Dear Investor.
So when you started out a while back with that newsletter,
right?
Okay, it was the internet wasn't the way it is now.
Yeah,
and it was a way to get information out there.
Yep.
And of course, now with the internet being the way it is, is it safe to say that you have to prove your credibility more than before? Because now everyone, good and bad, is being recognized on the internet. Do you struggle with that part of it?
Ah, that's a great way of putting it. That's exactly why I wrote the book. You know, that's because there's so much information out there that it can seem either overwhelming or it can seem too easy, because there's a lot of people who are promising, you know, get rich quick schemes, or I have a newsletter that has 10 surefire stocks, and these are all written by the ads are written by professional copywriters, and they entice people to buy things they shouldn't be buying. And yeah, you're right, it's a struggle to get the information out there. So after years of doing this, I just said, I got to write a book, and I have to have this title, Dear Investor, What the Hell Are You Doing? Because I come across lots and lots of really smart, educated people who are doing dumb things with their money.
Mm. So
they're just too frustrating.
Listeners can go to WeberAsset.com and find the website, okay? And there's you can get some, what I always like to make sure, there's five costly mistakes you might be making right now, and you can get this information just by putting in your name and your email. Now, we all know that we don't want any more emails, but we all know we need to be a little bit more educated. So without an investment, just taking a chance of putting your name and email in there, you might be able to learn more about why you want to use this organization. So, Ken, my question to you is, when I look at the book, I think about raising my children, and I would sit down with them and say, what the hell are you thinking, or what are you doing?
Yep.
So when you look at this, it's not hard to understand. At my age of 59 years old, I look at this and go, what the heck did I do?
Yeah.
What was I thinking? And what am I going to do now to get out from under that so I don't create this, oh, poor little old me cloud follow me around everywhere as I go? So how do you work with people like that?
Yeah, well, you know, and let me just say, the reason, I mean, you alluded to a report. We have five mistakes people make. That's like a, I don't know, 8-page report that we put together a few years ago. The book is like 240 pages. It's available through Amazon or Barnes & Noble. Dear Investor, What the Hell Are You Doing? And that's, you know, each chapter is another chapter of the mistakes people are making. And one of the things I say right up front, to answer your specific question, one of the things I say right up front is, smart investing is not that difficult once you get rid of all the mistakes. So, for example, you know, I'll just give you a couple of the most common mistakes that people make. Trying to time the market. You know, I hear this all the time. People, well, Ken, isn't the market too risky right now? Isn't it too high? Isn't it too low? Aren't there a lot of problems with the market? If you can figure out where the market's going to go, good luck to you. You should not be in the stock market with any money that you need within the next 2 or 3 or 4 years. Putting money into stock market-related investments, and by the way, through only no-load mutual funds, we can talk about that in a minute, is something you want to do. You want to be in the stock market, but only with money that's your long-term money. You know, you don't want to have money in that you're going to need in the next 6 months or 2 years even. So you want to have that rainy day fund. You want to have that money put aside, but then you want to have patience and discipline with your long-term investments. You know, by the way, 59, heck, actuarially speaking, you're still young, Tony.
Yes, but I'll tell you something. I'll tell you something, Ken. Here's what I said the other day.
Go ahead.
I'll be 59 in about almost 8 weeks. So,
okay.
I said to my wife, man, I can't believe in 11 years I'll be 70.
Yeah.
I mean, because, you know, you just think about yesterday, which was like 25 years ago, thinking 70 was kind of old.
Right.
And now I'm thinking, that's not even a far stretch. I mean, like, so just 11 years. That's like,
that's right.
You know, that's yesterday. So
that's right.
How many people, if you had to just kind of put a net around it, how many people in that age group, 55 to 64, are in that world of uh-oh?
Oh, millions. Millions. I just wrote a little blog piece just recently that it was a good news and bad news. I wish I could pull it up in front of me, but that Fidelity Investments, which is the world's largest or America's largest 401k provider, they have a record number of million-dollar accounts. That's the good news. The bad news is the overwhelming numbers are people with less than 100,000, you know, and or under 40,000, I should say. And, you know, they're just not going to have enough to retire on. Living on Social Security is going to be very, very tough. You know, so one of the early pieces of advice in the book is, just like in real estate, they say the three most important factors are location, location, location. In the world of investing and finance, the three most important things are save, save, and save. You know, so whether you're 59, 69, 29, you probably got to save more than you already are.
Right. Right, because most people, you know, I'll use this example only because most adults my age can understand the idea of it is we tell our kids plan for the future, and then we realize that the future to a 21-year-old is a Friday of that week. And
right.
We tell them that because we experience how fast the future shows up, but yet we don't do anything to correct that direction that we were already in, because most of us think it's too late to make a difference.
Right.
So
right.
What do you, when people come to you, what is the minimum amount that they can get started with? Because it always seems that once something becomes a habit, it becomes easier to do more of. So what's the minimum amount that people
Well, I'll be happy to talk about that. Yeah, our minimum is $200,000 per account. But I got to tell you, for $25, my book is out there. Actually, you can get the Kindle version, the e-book version for $9.99. It'll tell you most of the, you know, things that that you can do on your own. So I don't want anybody to be intimidated that they can't talk to Weber because they don't have 200,000. Most of my accumulated knowledge after three decades of doing this has been put into the book about, okay, here's like 24 chapters of what not to do, and then the last three chapters of what you should do. And as I said earlier, you know, smart investing is not difficult once you stop making mistakes.
Hmm.
You know, so there's hope for everybody.
And you can't stop making mistakes until you read the book to understand how to spot the mistakes.
Yeah, I mean, let's just, you know, talk about a couple of other mistakes. People, some of the most common are being too aggressive or too conservative. So, you know, the book helps you figure out where you need to be in life, where in your investing life you need to be. A lot of people are I think more these days because of the media, and people are always scared. You know, you turn on the news and things always seem like everything is terrible. So you become very scared of investing, scared of the future. You know, that's being overly conservative and with your money. And if you have all your money in a savings account, in a bank account, you're earning 1% if you're lucky. You know, most of them are earning less than 1%. Well, that's not going to keep up with taxes and inflation. And so you have to have some risk. You know, it's a risk-reward balance. It's a seesaw. The more risk you have, the more likely gain you're going to have long-term. You know, but that's where the book helps you understand patience and discipline. So that's, you know, if I had to name two things that are most important in investing, I'll give you three, a bonus one. It's patience, discipline, and knowledge. But the knowledge is not that difficult. As you said earlier, as I said earlier, there's plenty of good free advice out there with investing. So let me just turn this off for a second here. Sorry. And so you have to be aware of having patience and discipline, because that's what it's going to take. It's going to take patience, discipline over a long period of time.
So pretty much like life, right? I mean,
yeah.
You know, you have the people that plan something all their lives, and then the moment goes by and the plan wasn't worthwhile, it's too late. You have the people that just shoot before they, you know, before they see a target, and they miss and they reload and they just keep firing away. And there's all different types of ways that we go through the fast world we live in. But with patience, whether you're raising children, raising a retirement fund, or raising a barn, okay, patience
right.
is really important, and it's what we all lack. And with the speed of the world we live in, it's even harder. So in your book, Dear Investor, there's no magic tablet that you can rip out and put in your tongue and make you patient, but does it show you things that will allow you to understand more of the value of being patient?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, we talk about the long-term value of the stock market, the history of the stock market. But let's just talk for a moment about the specific vehicles that are going to get you there. You know, once you have the patience and discipline, and that's in the early chapters, so where do you invest and where should you not invest? What are some of the Dear Investor tips about that you should stay away from? For most people, you do not want to invest in individual stocks. You know, years ago, your parents, maybe my parents, they went to a stockbroker and they were told to invest in this stock or that stock because it's got a great story or a great future. And it may be, maybe it did, maybe it didn't. Most people should be investing in mutual funds, and specifically no-load mutual funds. A mutual fund, I don't want to talk, you know, I use too much jargon here, but a mutual fund is nothing more than a basket of investments. So typically it could be a basket of 100 or 300 or 500 different stocks, all watched over by a portfolio manager, or in case of an index fund, it's simply replicating like the Dow Jones or the NASDAQ or the S&P 500, or it could have bonds in it, or it could be a mixture of stocks and bonds. And let me just talk about what no load means. That means you don't have to go to a broker and pay a commission. You can go directly to Fidelity or Schwab or T. Rowe Price or Vanguard and get these low-cost mutual funds without paying any sort of commission up front or in the back end. And so that's the vehicle that most people want to be in, no-load mutual funds. Hmm. So, you know, before we finish this interview, that's that's the most important thing I want to want your listeners to know about.
Yeah. Yeah, that's a good piece of advice. I myself, I've been looking through the book, and I started to read. I always like to read little bits and pieces. I have 6 or 7 books going on at one time. But what I like about this, okay, because I'm a big believer that if you get educated properly, you can make a very good decision. Now, the results vary, but it's easier to make a professional decision on something if you get professional information. And the only way to do that is to read, unfortunately.
Yeah.
I mean, YouTube is great, shows you a video, but reading is really the process. In the back of the book, you sum it all up. There's 9 tips.
Yeah.
Okay, and tip number 1 says save and then save some more. Okay, and
right.
it's funny, but it's so...
Well, it's funny
because
I wrote it, but then when I hear you say it, it's not coming back to me. It sounds better than when I wrote it.
because people, and I'm going to use myself as an example, you save up some money, you start figuring out what you're going to do with it.
Yeah.
So that's number 1. The other thing is, tip number 2, know where it all goes.
Yeah.
So no one at the end of the month has any idea of what they spent their money on. I tell my children this, you know, who are young men now, and I say, you know, $20 a day ends up to be a whole lot of money at the end of the year.
That's correct.
And we spend $20 a day on gas or a burger or, you know, whatever it is you're doing.
Mm-hmm.
So if you could stash $20 a day, holy cow, you'd be in pretty good shape just hiding the money.
Yep. Yep.
So two good tips, okay? And then
yeah.
I got to – step three, I mean, you know, stash the cash. So this is really good that I've been giving my kids good advice. I should probably follow it myself. But anyway – if there's,
those tips, by the way, are sort of, you know, they're sort of rehash of what the book is about. So these are just sort of reminders towards the end of the book. But yeah, they're good stuff.
Yeah.
Let me just tell you that the book, you know, what separates my book, I think, from most other investing books, most other investing books are either written by financial journalists or sort of college professor types. And there's plenty of good information in those books. The difference is I'm a guy who's a money manager. I'm in the trenches every single day talking to real people, teachers, lawyers, military people, just anybody, you know, entrepreneurs. They may have $200,000 to invest or they may have millions to invest. But, you know, I'm talking to real people and hearing their real problems, their real issues, the real mistakes they make. And that's what separates me from my book from, I think, most others. But it's what I want your listeners to know is the first, as I said, the 20 chapters or so of the book are based on all my thousands of conversations with real people across the country. So I know what the mistakes people are making.
Right, and it's a good point because a lot of times you go to school, you learn out of the book, and it's great to get the certificate. But when you hit the fresh air out there, the book is a guideline maybe, but the reality of what's really going on out there is only gained by years and years of practice. And
yep.
So if I'm getting this right, what you've put in this book is the information of years and years of practice.
That's correct. That's correct. It came out of frustration. I would hang up the phone, and the title of the book that you liked is what I would say to my staff here. You know, dear Dr. So-and-so, what the hell are you doing? This is after hang up. I don't say it directly to the clients. But, you know, really smart people, and they're just doing silly things with their money. And sometimes I can talk them out of doing the dumb things. Most of the time I can, but once in a while, no, I just don't want to invest now. It's not a good time. I'll give you, you know, a specific example. During the 2008-2009 bear market, many clients, many people pulled their money out of the market after the market was already down 20, 30, 40%. So what happened then is they got the worst of both possible worlds. They took the loss they locked themselves out of participating in the gains, you know, the bounce that happens afterwards. The worst of both worlds. And I kept saying, I'd say to people, if you see tuna fishes on sale in the supermarket, do you say, no, I'm going to wait till it's back up to its regular price? No, you wouldn't do that. But somehow with the stock market, when the prices go down, people get scared and they stop buying. You should buy low and sell high. That's easy on paper, but in real world, I find people have trouble doing it. They'd rather, as I say, wait till the market is a little more steady, and what they mean is more expensive.
Yeah.
Yeah, human nature.
Yeah, it is, and it's a crack-up because you made a really good comparison. If tuna fish is on sale, I'm probably going to buy an extra can.
Right.
But, you know, anyway.
But not with stocks. With the stock market, people want to wait till it goes back up for some reason. And I see this all the time.
Sometimes people are just too smart for their own good. So,
yep.
You know, but we're up against the clock. We got about 30 seconds here. Give everyone information on how they can connect with you. I have posted everything on social media and Twitter on how they can purchase the book. But tell them how they can connect with you.
Well, the book is Dear Investor, What the Hell Are You Doing? My company is Weber Asset, WEBERASSET, WeberAsset.com. We'll get in touch with us that way. And sure, be happy to talk to any of your listeners. I'm passionate, as you hopefully can tell from my voice, about helping people and doing this. I'm happy to talk to people.
Well, thank you for your time today. We wish you much success. I know that I will be reaching out to you about the book because I always love to send back some comments, and hopefully we can get you on some more of our shows here at Tough Talk Network. So enjoy your day. Stay warm, and we'll talk soon.
Tony, if you have any questions, you certainly are welcome to get in touch with me. I'd be happy to talk to you.
Awesome.
Okay,
well, folks,
take care.
We're up against the clock. I don't even have time for a wrap-up today. The information was too good to cut short, so I'm just going to play the exit. Join us next week.
This has been another edition of Workshop Wednesdays, brought to you by the Tough Talk Radio Network. A special thanks to all of our sponsors. If you'd like to be a sponsor or a guest, please go to toughtalkradionetwork.com.